Thank you so much for calling into customer support. My name is Kiara. If you don't mind providing me with your zip code to put up the order for you.
Hello?
Hi, sir. This is customer support. Hello. Hi. Yes, sir. My name is Kiara.
Hello.
If you don't mind providing me with your zip code to put up your order for you.
It's 85206.
85206?
Yeah.
And may you provide me with your first and last name, please?
What? Pardon me?
And may you provide me with your first and last name, please? Hello?
Okay. Hello, I'm here.
Yes, sir. May you provide me with your first and last name, please?
Ray, R-A-Y, Dean, D-E-A-N.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dean. Give me one moment to pull up your account for you. And may you also provide me with your address?
Yeah. 1849 South Power, apartment 1208. And you got my zip code, just, you know, Mesa, Arizona.
Give me one moment, sir. I'm pulling up the account for you at this time. It seems as if someone canceled out the account, sir. Did you speak with someone already?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they were supposed to put the money back in my checkbook, and they haven't done it yet. So, okay. I'm going to put my wife on the phone so she can take care of it. Okay, because my hearing is real hard. I'm right here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'm Penny. That's right. He's deaf. He can't hear. But I called the other day to ask you guys to not charge our credit, our debit card, $87 and $89. And the girl that I was on the phone with, she said, well, I can't. I have to talk to Ray. But he was in the other room talking on the phone to the bank to see what was going on. So he wasn't quite sure about what was happening with his order because he didn't know he was going to go into a subscription and pay $87 and $89. Do you understand?
What product did he receive, ma'am?
No, it was R-A-Y-D-E-A-N, S is in Sam, R is in Robert, 64 at iCloud.
Yes, ma'am. What products did he receive, ma'am, so I could pull up the product he had?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what product. I thought you said what email. No, I might have just as much hearing problem as he is. I don't know what product he got. Do you know what product you got or no? I'm going to tell you what, he doesn't know what's going on. So he doesn't know what he got. He doesn't know why they're charging him the subscription. Some subscription that the lady wouldn't put, you know, like stop the transaction.
Okay, let me pull it up by his phone number to see what order he processed, okay?
Okay, 928.
Mm-hmm.
542.
Mm-hmm.
0020.
Thank you so much. Give me one moment.
Okay.
It seems as if he had ordered some Bitech Solutions or Testosterone and Cerelax. It was a male enhancement he had ordered back in April, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know I don't know what he got. I never didn't even know anything that he ordered, and he definitely did not know they were going to charge him two different times for $87 and $89 after a 14-day trial or something. I honestly don't know what he got, but he can't afford that much money because we're like hunkered down. It's the COVID. We don't, you know, he lost his job. There's no way we can afford $180 of out of his checkbook. So could you please refund the prescription, the subscription, whatever it's called?
Yes, ma'am. I have to see regarding towards their refund and return policy to what they're offering you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Give me one moment. I'm pulling out the Biotech Solutions policy now.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't even know what you ordered. I don't even know what's going on. And you put me on the phone.
All right. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me, ma'am. Now, with Grindtorso Biotech Solutions Serilax, there are medications of a male enhancement that can't be returned of product regarding to his customer fulfillment and discretion. But I did get the account canceled for you so he won't receive any more future charges or orders. Since those products
They already said they did that. The girl I talked to the other day, because she wouldn't refund the money because Ray wasn't on the phone, but he can't hear. So please, could you just refund the charges and put it back in his account?
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
I can't refund the funds because of the policy regarding towards those products he received. They're mail enhancements, ma'am. They're medications that can't be returned.
But you can go ahead and charge $160?
Well, ma'am, he did buy the pills.
Pills? You bought some pills?
Some male enhancements?
God, I don't even know. Male enhancement pills.
That increases the blood flow.
Increases the blood flow.
Increases the stamina, increases your blood flow,
okay.
And increases your energy. And the performance in the bedroom.
But that is not right. If you just say we can't refund them, but you guys go ahead and charge at the beginning of the month for a subscription, that doesn't seem fair.
No, ma'am, we didn't charge him for the subscription. He was outside of his trial period, so he got charged for those products he didn't receive because they can't be returned. He's not going to receive He's not going to receive any more pills or bottles. But I'll speak with my supervisor regarding towards your charges, because I can't do anything towards them. But I'll let them know, you know, regarding towards your hardship, what
you're
going through, to see what
they can
offer
you,
okay?
Yes, that's for sure. Yes, please. Can I wait on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'll definitely speak with them at this time if you can hold for me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't hear anything. I don't know what you did. Male enhancement pills. I don't even know. That's just so gross. I don't even know what's going on. I can't even hear her.
You can't. I can't.
I couldn't do that. She's checking on them for hardship. She said she's checking with the company for, like, during this time that we're, you know, with COVID. I don't know. I don't know, Ray. I don't know. You can't reach me.
And that's it for you, ma'am. I'm still on the line with you, okay? If you can, please hold for me. I'm still here, okay? Thank you so much for holding for me.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
But I don't have a napkin. I got to get those tissues out of the bathroom. Dang it. That's a foul. Yeah, hit that thing. Sometimes you can get it really fast before it leaks all down the side, but.
Oh,
you know.
You can go a long way.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. I just can't even keep paying that much money. It's $190, and $90 is $180. I know. I don't know. I just pray they let them. Yeah. You can't go on those, like, I don't know, whatever.
Feel bad.
Maybe they'll give us a refund of some kind. I don't know.
Thank you so much for patient holding with me, Ms. Dean.
Yes.
May I ask, customer, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you now. I did the courtesy with my supervisor
okay.
on today are refunding you back 35% back on both funds. Since we can't return the product, but we understand at this time it is a great deal of funds that did come out your account. You'll receive the total amount of $75 back in your account within 3 to 5 business days, so you won't lose all of your money on today, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Give me one moment,
thank
okay?
You.
Second. You're welcome. Give me one moment so I can let her issue that refund to your account, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, one moment.
$74. Yeah. It shows up in 3 to 5 business days, maybe by next week. It's just bad because I had to pay that storage. So I got behind.
All right, ma'am, at this time, Ms. Dean, your account has been refunded.
Yes.
You should see your refund within 3 to 5 business days. In no longer than 7 business days. If you don't receive your refund by that time period, give us a call back and we'll be glad to assist you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
I do want to thank you so much for calling to customer support. I'm so happy I can be able to assist for you on today, and you have a great day for me, okay?
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.